My name is Nicole Braun, and you're listening to The Woo-Woo Report, a weekly podcast where we celebrate the woo-woo lifestyle and dig deeper to get our mystical questions answered.
Hello, it's me. I'm back. I'm back by myself. I am going to be taking some time to do some solo episodes and maybe get Megan back on here just for us to do some fun little banters and talking about spooky, witchy things. But yeah, I wanted to just reconnect with y'all. It's been, I think it's been like a month and a half since I released the last episode. I really just needed to focus on my household. If you're not familiar, I'm a mommy. I have a little toddler and my partner, he's been working from home and being in a space where we're all working from home. And then we have two dogs, one of which is coming to the end of her body life here on this planet. So just been tending to my family and focusing on my work, my other work aside. Well, if you aren't aware, this podcast isn't really, this is kind of like a little love project for me. It's not my business. It's just something I like to do to connect with others and share and connect with y'all and connect with other people who are spiritual practitioners or witches or work in spirituality or woo-woo. Just, it's my way to connect more. But I've taken a little time off and now I'm here. It's me by myself, which it's not that solo episodes are kind of weird to me because I love interviewing and interacting with people and talking about, you know, spirituality, mysticism and witchy, spooky things. So it's kind of like, oh, it's just me. Who am I going to banter with? But I want to just do a little episode talking about the new moon in Gemini that's happening on Thursday, the 21st. I'm actually hosting a virtual new moon ceremony brought to you by Upper Left Ladies. And I was just going to talk a little bit about what we'll be doing in that ceremony. It's free to attend. This is virtual. It will happen live. And it's in Pacific Standard Time from 7 to 8:30. So yeah, we're going to talk about the ceremony that I'm leading and why I chose these things to talk about in it. So this ceremony, I wanted to focus on Gemini as an air element. And there is this really beautiful, it's like the figure, I think there's like a famous Michelangelo of it or something, but it's the arms out and the legs out and all that stuff. But the physical body parts that Gemini rules are hands, arms, and lungs. So I really wanted to focus on the lungs. And in this ceremony, we're going to be talking about moving energy with our breath and how we can source it in through our solar plexus and our heart chakra, which solar plexus is where we're going to pull a lot of our personal power from. And then our heart chakra is where we're going to pull a lot of self-love from to manifest the things that we want to manifest in this new moon. And when it comes to manifestation, I have a go-to post that I wrote about manifesting. I love it. I think it's beautiful. But I mean, I wouldn't post those things if I didn't. But there's, you know, there's something that I've been working with that's called a petition, which I think is really great too, because it's different than manifestation in my experience and what you're asking for. So I will be guiding us to source some energy, some clear energy for the things that you want to write a petition to. And that could be your spiritual guides, your angels. If you have a relationship established with your ancestors, it could be to the universe, the divine, whatever you want to write a petition to. But to clear and source that energy, I really want to focus on some breath work and moving some energy through our bodies with air to honor Gemini and moving it through our solar plexus to really hone in on personal power and then into our heart space, heart chakra for self-love. And then also for us showing our vulnerability in the petition that we're writing, because that will be part of it. So I would love to see you all virtually at this ceremony. It's going to be really simple in a sense, like just ask that you have a full glass of water on hand because hydration helps clear all that energy out too. And then you can bring, you know, any crystals you want to hold or talisman that bring you any love or power. you know, if you have a cat and you want it to sit in your lap, please have your cat attend. I would love to see a little boop ears at the top, or if you have any other furry or reptile friends. I'm supposed to be getting my snake soon. I'm so excited. I'm so excited to just like spam Instagram with my snake. You may never see my face again. It may just be full snake from here on out. But if you have any pet companions, please also have them join. And then just a paper and pen. And that's really all we're going to need for this ceremony, and just for you to show up and show up for yourself. And I will be there to hold space for you. And I'm really excited about this because, well, I actually happen to be a Gemini moon. So I love this. And I'll be talking a little bit more about what the placement of this moon means with Gemini and the new moon energy and all that mystic stuff. And yeah, I think when it comes to, especially in the spiritual world, a lot of the lower chakras can sometimes get a little less talked about. Like, I know I'm always seeing posts with spirituality when it comes to the crown and the third eye. And I feel like a lot of people were dealing with a lot of throat chakra stuff this last month. So I think it's interesting now where it seems to be aligning, moving down into heart and solar plexus. So yeah, I hope you join me. You can go to my Instagram at Nicole Baron, NicoleBurron, and then you can go to my bio, and then the link in the bio will, you can click that to register through the upper left ladies. You can also check out the show notes. I will put in the link to register in the show notes, and I hope everyone's doing well. I think it's been really beautiful to watch the transformations happening. And I just want to remind everyone that beauty doesn't always mean in the sense of that beauty doesn't also involve things that we're not used to. Beauty's outside of just like the Disney idea of beauty, and just seeing people's vulnerability, showing up for themselves, showing up for the community, and people that are saying, I can't show up like that right now, and I have to focus on myself. That's beautiful too. I think everyone's doing the work that they need to be doing at this time. And I just hope that everyone is focusing on that and being encouraging as they can for those who need the encouragement, and helping if they can. And if you need to take this time to focus on yourself, you do you. And sending lots of love to you all. And I hope to see you all on Thursday. Shadow work, and what is it good for? I remember the first time I heard about shadow work, I was like, ooh, that sounds dark and scary. But it's been some of the most transformative healing work for me. And learning how to work with my shadow instead of work against it has helped me navigate through day-to-day emotions that I have that every human has. These are feelings that we often are told are negative or bad, but part of our human experience is having shadow and learning how to work with it daily in a healthy way. You can visit my website for more on this offering for this customized ebook, which is tailored to your natal chart and allows 30-day email support as you embark on your shadow work journey. I'm offering a 15% off coupon code to my listeners with the code WOOWOO, W-O-O, W-O-O. You can visit my website, ohsomagicallife.com. Go to the tab on top that says offerings and services. Scroll down to see 30-day shadow work and learn more about this journey that we can embark on together.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of The Woo Woo Report. Make sure to follow me on Instagram at Nicole Baron, NicoleBurron, to stay up to date on everything woo woo.